Hey, today's daf is Vachem Tzadi Dalet, and we're going to pick on Tzadi Gimel by the Mishnah on Amud Beis. So the Mishnah is going to be discussing which begotten require the kibush, the laundering afterwards. Says the Mishnah, Nitaz al Haor. So if the dam like spritzed onto the hide, the leather, oh ad shlo hifshut, if it wasn't yet flayed from animal, then the Mishnah says in tolin kibush, you don't have to wash it. Misha hufshat, but once you did flay the animal, the hide, tonki was, then you have to do the laundering to it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The belozer oimir af. Even misha hufshat in toin kibus, even if it was already flayed and then the dam hit the ore, you do not need to do a laundering on that. El mokam hadam, only the place itself where the dam hit. V'davar shehu roy lekabel tuma v'roy lekibus. So it's, something has to be able to be makabel tuma, and then it would be fit for doing the kibus as well. So echad habegad v'echad hasak. The echad haor, whether we're talking about the begid that's said beferish in the Torah by Negoim, or whether we're talking about a sock, which is like a sackcloth, or the or the leather hide, all these things tu'unin kibus, all these things require the kibus laundering. The kibus b'makom kadosh, and it has to be done in the makom kadosh, meaning the azara. Ushviras klicheres b'makom kadosh, when you break a klicheres, the pottery, the earthenware, so that has to be done. You had the chatas in it. That has to be done in the makom kadosh. Marika of Ashtifa, the cleaning out, the washing, the boiling water in it, but kli nechoshes b'makom kadosh, and all these things have to be in the makom kadosh as well. The kli nechoshes is a copper, right? That they cooked up the chatas in. Ze chomer bechatas mikodshe kodshim. This is one of the chumras that you have by a chatas. It doesn't exist by other kodshe kodshim. Rashi says the chumra is Akibus koi. This is going on the kibus. The Rambam has halachas over here in Ma'aseh Korbanos Perek Ches. So the Rambam says in halacha beis echad habeged ve'echad haor harach ve'echad hasak tu'unin kibus. All these things require the laundering of haor hakasha. We'll see the Gemara develops this. If it's hard leather, harihu ke'etz. It's like wood. Go there, the goreid. I'm sorry, hadam. May I'll just scrape it off. Ve'echad dam. Chatas ha-necheles or dam chatas ha-nisrefes, whether it's the dam from wherever these types of chatas brought, one is lifnai v'lifnim, or whether it's one that's going to be eaten, of a low dam chatas ha-of, but not from the dam of a chatas ha-of, shenema tishachit ha-chatas, is you have to shecht it. V'nishchetes ha-kosim medaber, it's talking about a type of chatas that you do shechita on, v'lo v'nim lekes, not where you do malika on the chatas ha-of, so that comes to exclude it. In Skip Gim, halacha dalid, ein ton kibus el b'makom hadam b'vad, right? Only the place where the dam absorbed into it that has to be, well, you know, washed. V'hu shi'yeh al kli haroy l'kabel tuma. B'roy l'kibus. It has to be something that's both makabel tuma and has to be able to be washed. Aval im nitaz al kli eitz o kli mateches. If it would be washed on someone's wood or something that's made out of metal, ain't a ton kibus. You don't have to wash it off. Lefi she'ainam roi lechibus. It's not something that's fit to be washed. Ela gordan bilvad. You just scrape off the dam. The next nitas al dam hut. I'm sorry, nitas al or hadag. Right, ain't a ton kibus. If it's on the skin of like a fish, lefi she'ainam roi lekabel tuma, because it's not a kabel tuma. Aval I nitas al or habehemot on a regular animal, a cow or something like that, okay? Aj lehushat ain't a ton kibus. If you didn't do the hafshata, you didn't flay the skin, take off the skin, it doesn't require kibus. Acher shehufshat ton kibus. Once it has been, you know, you skin the animal, then you have to do it. Sha'af. Sha'afal pi she'ena mekabel tuma ato. Right now it's not. Harehu roi lekabel tuma of acher sheyis aved. Right, once you work up you do the ibud on the hide, then it would be mekabel tuma. So then in that case, in fact, taka you would have to do it. Let me just do one more halach on this that the Rambam brings down. In this is now Yud Aleph. Kli cheres, right? You have the made out of earthenware like pottery. Shinis bashlu lo bo hachatas v'necheles ton shabira. Ba'azar, you have to break it in the azara. That's the makom kadosh that we were talking about. Ukli matachas shinis bashlu bo ton mariko shtifa b'mayim ba'azar. You have to do the mariko and shtifa in the azara as well. Shnerach licheres asher tevusha bo yishaver, should be broken. Af apish lo nemar kan b'makom kadosh, didn't say that. Harei din anke din hakibus. The same thing is the kibus applies to the to the Marik and the Shtifa. Maki was Beged Kodesh, Habeged Bekodesh, Af Shivirus, Kli, Cheres, Shtvias, Shtifas, Kli Matachos, Rikoso Bekodesh. Ve'echa Kli Shabisha Bo, O Kli Shehera, Lesocho Roseach. Whether you actually cooked in it or whether you poured it in something that was boiling along, right? So it's like as if it was, it's as if it would have been, as if it was cooked there. Okay, so let's start the Gemara. Gemara is now talking about this dam that got hit on something that had already been skinned. So Gemara asks, "Mina hani mili? How do you know that?" The Tana Rabbana we learned beged, right? This is in the pasuk that is being put into in the Parshas Tzav, where it's talking about how you kash or something. It's Perek Vav Pasuk Chaf. Yeah, Kol Asher Yiga Bivesora Yikdash Vasher Yize Midamoch. Al habeged asher yize ale techabis b'machem kodesh. Right, so that's what the Gemara is going to darshan now. So, right, it says tana bonim beged ainli ele beged. All I have here is the beged minayin l'rabos or misha hufshut. How do I know that the animal's hide when it's already flayed, they skinned it? What is that? So, tana bonim asher yize ale techabis. It says you should clean, you should launder that which has been sprinkled. That's anything which the dam hit. So, yochosh ani marbe or I might have thought that includes even a skin, the leather before it was flayed, it was skin taken off. So Tamaloma, no, nor so not like that beged. Ma beged haroi lekabel tuma, just like a beged is something that's makabel tuma. So afkol haroi lekabel tuma, it has to be something that's makabel tuma. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda, right? So hide or skin could be makabel tuma after it's been flayed, right? You want to use it, I don't know, you're going to sit on it or something like that. That's the sheet of Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Lozer, he says, no, beged, ainli ela beged, minayin l'rabos sak, right? Rashi says on this that, ainli ela beged, the bottom line, stam begodim shibetora tsemro pishtim, right? That's when you have, that's like the default value is tsemro pishtim, right? Rabba Sak, how you know that, right? Menutza shall izim, says Rashi. So now on top of Tzadi Dalad, Vichomini begodim, right? All other types of things that, how you know that that's included in kibbutz as well? So Tamadomer Asher Aleha Tichabes. It says, you know, the things that are on it should be cleaned. Yochoshani Marbe or Misha Hufshat, I should think. You might have been Marbe, you would have included as well the animal's hide after it was skinned off. So therefore, no, Tam Lomer beged. Ma beged dover hamakabal tuma, af kol dover hamakabal tuma. So it has to be something that's makabal tuma, right? So Rebbe Lazar holds that just by merely taking the skin off of the animal, that's insufficient to make it into something that would require kibbutz. Someone asks, now, my binayu, what's the nafkamina between these two shitas? Amar Rabbi, matlis pechusa misholosh ika binayu. So what's this? This miles, 1 second. Ika benayhu. Rashis learns the way Rashis learns is b'may pligi. Heichen matzina beged haroy lekabel tuma ve'ena mekabelas. How do you find something that is roy but doesn't be mekabel tuma? Right, that's what the Gemara is asking. So the Gemara says the Abai says that there's this thing called a matlis. So matlis is like a patch of cloth. So normally, in order for something to be mekabel tuma, it has to have a certain shear of three tefachim. But if you make it choshev, you know, you want to use it for something, then even a smaller shear could be makabel tuma, even if it's less than its three tefachim, right? So that's what it says. That would be the nafkamina in this case. Manda omer roy, the one who held that it's, if it would be roy, I mean, it could be, so then hanami roy, this is roy. The iboy choshev alek, if you want to use it, you think it's choshev, that will count. Man do omer dover hamakabel tuma, but according to the man who holds it, it has to be something actually makabel tuma. Hamihila bas kibulei tumahi, right? It's not going to be makabel tuma, so therefore it would not require that opinion. That would be enough. It would not require kibbutz. Rav omer, Rav says beged shechishev ale letzura ika benayu. So if you had in mind to put a tzura, like a type of image or something on top of it, that would be the nafkamina, because you. Since you're intending to put something on it, so Kolzman, you didn't put something on it yet, that's considered not to be completed, right? So it's not going to be makabel tuma until you put that tzura onto it, right? So it speaks out the Gemara now. Manda omer roy, the manda omer held that if it has to be roy, hanami roy, this is roy, the iboy Mevatele lemachshavte. If you want, you could change your machshava. You wouldn't have to do it. Man domer dover hamakabel tuma. One who says that something that has to be bekabel tuma hashtemihu lav bas kabule tumahi. But right now, at least it's not bekabel tuma because, right, it's not there, and therefore, and according to that, it would not require the kibbutz as well. Rava amar utzba. Rava says that the utzba. What is that? Rashi says, "Shtiach le'echol alav, a little mat you're going to eat on it. Or shachiv alav, you're going to lie down on it, right? So you have this type of but it's unfinished, right? Techoshev ale lekatzo, you're going to trim it in a very precise way. Ik benayu, according to Rava, that's the machlokes, that's the nafkamina. Mando amir roy, according to the man who held that it's roy, hanami roya. This is roy." Right, and therefore, what it would require kibbutz. Man da omer dover makabel tuma halav mekublik mekabla tuma ad makatzula. It's not makabel tuma until it's finished. So until you trim it down to the size you want, that's right. Yeah. Vahatanya Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya omer utzba shechoshuv ale lekatzul. If you have this type of mat and you're thinking you want to trim it down, so tahora ad shiaketzi ena, it's still tahora until you actually go ahead and finish it up and trim it, right? Okay. Ein ton kibus, right? Something that the type of begging that doesn't require. It only requires in the place where the dam hit it, right? But the entire part, the entire part doesn't require kibbutz. That's what the Mishnah said. Saminahani mili. How do we know that? How do you know you don't have to wash the whole thing? The Tanur Rabbanim, we learned in a Braisa. Yochel, I think the havmin is nitas al miktas abeged yehe kol abegeton kibbutz. If it hit, the dam hit only just a small part of it, the havmin is you think you'd have to wash the whole thing. Tamal loimar, no. Asher yize, the thing that was sprinkled. Lo amarti l'cho ela makom dam bilvad. It's only the place where the dam touched it. Dover shehu roy l'kabel tuma, right? If it's something that's fit to become tamai, and something that could also be laundered. So you see, stam ak Rabbi Yehuda. And just instead stam, this must be the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, because it can't be Rabbi Elazar, because Rabbi Elazar holds that only something that is right now able to be makabel tuma would require the kibbutz. Okay, and the Mishnah said roy lechibus. It's something that it's fit for the laundering. Lamute kli, right? This comes to be memayit, not the kli itself, right? Dover gridahu, because you could scrape this off, right? You know, laundering something, washing, that's only necessary for like a fabric or something where the dam gets absorbed into it. But it's not shaykh to talk about a dam getting absorbed into a kli, right? So you just scrape it off. Okay. Echad habeged ve'echad hasak. So both the a beged that says beferish in the Torah, or the sackcloth, right, and the or all these things said the Mishnah, they also require kibbutz. Lemeimra de or bar kibbutzu. 1 second. Does this mean to say that or hide, leather, is bar kibbutz? It's something that's suitable for washing. Remin haman ask you kasha. Haisa alav lish. Leshes. So you have lish leshes. What exactly is this? Rashi says the Maseches Shabbos Tanan lo haisa al hakar vel shel beged giul shel rok o shel tso. You have like this something disgusting like spit or tsoa excrement that's on top of this pillow. You wipe it off with a dry rag b'Shabbos ve'ein noisin alav mayim. Right, you don't put any water on this. Lachloisel, right? Lahavira mipnei shehu mechabes, right? Because that's laundering. V'kibus av melachahu. It's a deraisa. Hainim melabin. Okay, it's laundering it. V'im haisa lishleshes. You had this like the way it's like bird droppings, right? That's what we're gonna teach. So zuakar shel or noisin alehem mayim ajit ichle b'shtifus mayim, right? You just until it will come off with the water. Amihu shafshufe biyadayim. Lo, you can't do it. Mekami noisin alem mayim shmamino in kibbutz ba'or. Okay, so you see from the fact that you're allowed to put water on it, that's the whole point. That the or here the leather is not something that is shaykh to laundering. So again, let's go again. Ramin, who asks you kasha, Haisa la lishleshes mikancha b'samartut. You wipe it off with a dry rag, but you're not allowed to put any water on this because that'd be osur of doing malabing. Haisa shel or we had on leather no salemayim ad shetichle. You're allowed to put water on it. So you see, they're cleaning something made with leather. You put it pouring water. That's not considered to be malabing. Amar Abaye lo kasha. One second, it's not a kasha. That mission over there in Shabbos, ha rabbanan. That's the rabbanan shita. Ha achirim. But our mission over here is the shita of the achirim. Ditanya, like we learned in a brisa. Habeged v'hasak. You have the beged, the garment, right? And you have the sackcloth. Mechab. So you can wash, you launder it. Hakli v'ha'or, when you have a kli, a vessel, and you have something made out of leather, megaro, in that case, you scrape it off. Acher moment, acherim say, but beged v'hasak v'ha'or, they include or as well. In that case, mechab, so you can do laundering to it. Hakli megaro, and then the only kli you do it. So you see clearly, according to this braisa, that the rabbon hold that kibus doesn't apply to or, right? And the acherim hold that it does apply. Okay. Kiman azlo. So who's this going like? Hada Omra, the following statement. Hada Omra of Chia Bar Ashi, he says, Zimnin Sagin, there are many times, Hava Ka'emna Kaime de Rav, I was in front of Rav, and he told me, L'shach Shichele Mesane B'maya. He told me to pour water on his leather shoes. So whose shita is that like going back, right? Kiman, who is it must like? Ki Rabbonin. That shita must be going like the shita of the Rabbonin in our Braisa. Okay. Rava, Umi ikal amanda omer or lav bar kibus, who is the really amanda omer who holds that leather isn't shayach to do laundering. Vaksiv vahabeged o hashasi o ha'erev o kolkli or asher tichabes, right? The garment, the warp or the woof, anything of leather you're going to wash. Right, so Elam Rava says like this. Now that pasuk, this is talking about saras, right? Kra umas nisin birakin. The pasuk and the mission that's talking about the chatas. That's talking about rakin is rock, soft. It's soft leather, right? So that could be a real problem of laundering. However, ki pligi, but the brisa or the rabbon and the achim, they're arguing. That's talking bakashin, something that kashin. It's hard leather, and the rabbon hold that kibus does not apply to hard leather. Okay. Va'om Rav Chia. One second, next kasha on Rav's explanation. Rav Chia said, Zimnin Sagin, Habe Kameina, Kaimi de Rav. Many times I was in front of Rav. V'shach Shichi Le, Sayin B'mai. He told me to put the water on his shoes. Now the shoes are made of soft leather, right? And according to what Rava said, that should have been a problem of Malabain, right? So it says, no, Bekashin. They were talking about hard leather shoes, and Rav is going, Uchi Rabbanan, like the sheet of the Rabbanan, that Malabain does not apply to hard leather. Hadar Amarava Lav Milsahi Da Amri. Rav then said, what I said earlier was not correct. Neku neimale likro dechik sivon berachin sivon. What we're going to say? We're going to set it up the way that when the pasuk was talking about the leather, it's only talking about the only soft, but the hard leather is not implied, right? Milo askina mechlev akas vaach silgio haboim in Medina Sayam. Much more this type of hard leather comes from Medina Sayam, from overseas. Nevertheless, for kam rachmana nivoy kibus. Nevertheless, the Torah says that they do require kibus. So El Omarava, it must be, even though the pasuk is talking about a hard type of leather, it doesn't mean that everyone agrees that laundering always applies to the hard leather. Meaning, it could be that's an exception, right? It's going to speak out why. El Omarava Tsaras, we're talking about a case of the Tsaras on the beged, Keve de Migufe Kaparcha, since it came from the garment, the beged itself, it loosens it and it makes it into a halachically soft type of leather, right? Okay, Amarava Ikashli, but nevertheless, if you have a kasha, meaning, because I hold that everybody agrees the halacha, that it does apply to the soft, right? So Hakashli, this was what would be difficult for me. Turn over to Amid Beis. Karim uksosos derakin ninhu. Okay, so these pillows and these blankets, they're rach. They're soft, right? Utsnan, and we learned on them, the Mishnah says in Shabbos, kufmem beis. Haisa shel or, if it's made out of, again, this time where you have the schmutz on it, right? So if it's on an or, nosin le maim, achet tichle. You could pour water on until the, like, dissolves. So what do you see? That's mashma what? That the halacha about doing melabein doesn't apply even to soft leather, right? So el omarov, kol kibus, delesle, kiskus, lo shme kibus. No. Any type of laundry that doesn't require a kiskus, means like rubbing it together, that's not considered, that's not lo shme kibus. That's not called laundry, right? So what comes out from this? You could put water onto a soft little leather cushion, but soft leather is still shayach for kibbutz as long as you don't rub it together. We'll go vite and then we'll finish. I'll do the Shulchan Aruch, right? What comes out from this? V'hod omrav chiyah bar Ashi, right? I would chiyah bar Ashi said the zimnin sagiin havaka kaim no kaimid rav. Right, it was from Rav Shachshichi le masane b'mai. Told me to wash his leather shoes. Shichshuch in. Our kibus lo. No, so what he's talking about, that he allowed me to put water on it, but actually do the rubbing, that he did not allow. Ibarachin, if you're talking, Rav Chiya bar Ashi was talking about where it was rakin, it was these soft types in Chedivri HaKol. So you'd have to, the Yukimta would have to be that you're talking about, everybody would allow that. Ibakashin, but if he was talking about these, it must have been a hard type of leather shoes, then this would only work out. It would have to be only according to the Shita of the Acherim, because they hold that, that what? That the dam that falls on the beged is only by, or I'm sorry, not only by, but even it would apply to kashin, to hard leather. Seihochi, one second. If this is true, what we're saying up till now, that putting water on something is not really considered to be kibush kolzman, that you don't necessarily rub it as well, so then beginami, I could put it onto a beged. Someone says no. Beged shrios zehu kibus. So no, by with a beged, with clothing, when you're soaking it, that's considered to laundering it, and therefore even putting any water in it would be not allowed. So that's the Mishnah. Let's before the Mishnah. Let's do the Shulchan Aruch. Simon Shin Beis Hilchos Shabbos Shin Beis Siftes says the Mechaber Mutter Litein Mayim Al Gabe Min Al Leshach Shucho. You're allowed to put water onto your sandal, right? The shachshecho says the Mishnah Berurah to loy mekishiyesh al min al eze davar lichluch. You have a little dirt on it. No sin of maim ad sheyichle halichluch v'zeh nikra shichshech. So you pour a little water till it goes away. It continues the mechaber aval lechabso, but you want to do a real laundering. Was that the hainu shemeshafshef b'tzido? Zel zel, you're rubbing it together. That is osur. There's long bir halacha here. Aval beged sheyesh alav lichluch, but you have a beged, not your shoe. Osur afilu l'shach shecho. You're not even allowed to rub two parts of the beged together. Zel kibus. That's laundering it, right? Yeah, okay. Aval war elo mekan cho b'meh. This martut, you put this dry rag on it, but kal, you just lightly rub it off. You don't press into it pen yischa, because you might come to do schit, you might come to squeeze it out, so you can lightly rub something off. Like l'mashal, you spill something on your, I don't know, chon falls onto your suit pants or something like that. So you can wipe off it off the pants, but you can't like go into the bed like to get it out. Nebuch, you have stained pants for the few hours until Shabbos is over. Fine, or you change the suit. Like a mensch, ubeged she'ein alav lichluch. You have something that has no dirt on it. Motel says alav mayim muatin. You'll have to put a little bit of water on it. Vilom rubin, not a lot. Shem yischa, because you might come to squeeze it out. However, says the Ramah, yesh osrin bechol inyan. Right? Some hold that it's not, that we don't put it on at all, especially not anything that was actually made for it. It's a deraisa. Some put seltzer onto like a stain or something. That's mamish. Kibush. Okay. Yeah, that's what the Gemara of them says. Beged shrioso zehu kibuso. Okay. Rava l'taymei dom. Rava zorak sudar l'mayim chayiv. If you put a sudar, a handkerchief, into water on Shabbos, you're chayiv. Right, because it's like a zorak pish on the mayin chayiv. If you're putting flax seed into water, then you're chayiv also, right? Someone says bishleim sudar avikibus. I understand why the sudar, because you're now laundering it. Elazera pishdan my taima. What's the reason you can't put the flax seed into that? Why can't you put that into water on Shabbos? So v'chitem, if you're going to tell me mishum the mikdach, that because it's like sprouting, right? See, hachi then chite yisar nami. You shouldn't be able to put wheat or barley into water, right? But so it says no. Hanach islahu rire. This has like it discharges something that comes out of it, right? See, hachi shlachayim nami. And by hides also, you shouldn't be allowed to put them in water because they also discharge something. No, hasam ka'abelisha. No, when the flax seed, you know what? It's also because it makes lisha. It's like kneading it. It causes the seeds to come together. But that, it's not shaykh to talk about the hides coming together when you soak it in water. Dorish Rav, Rava taught you gave a drasha in public. Mutter lechabes mina b'shabes. You're allowed to launder a shoe on Shabbos. Amalei Rav Papa l'Rava. So Rav Papa said to Rava, v'ha amrav chia bar ashi, zinin sagin havaka emna, kai midrav, v'shach shichin lei, masane b'maya, right, this whole thing, they put the loose, so you see that putting them on, shich shachin, shich yikudu, aval kibus lo, but laundering it, which means the rubbing you can't do, so hader oke rabba amore ale, so he went back now, When he realized he put in an amora, means an interpreter. Where's the Rashi? Hader, okay. But also Shah, at that exact moment, Chazer, Va'amar lematrugaman, Amud, stand up, and he shmiel rabin, tell everybody, Shani Chazer, right? That I made a mistake, I'm going back, I'm retracting what I said. Chazer, bimash drashtan. I'm going back on my drash. I mean, I taught it wrong. I taught it wrong, and I'm going back immediately. It means he didn't wait till the next day when it was shir. He had to immediately go back and teach it. V'dorish devarim shamarti lifneichem, the drasha I gave, the halacha I taught, tos heim biyodi. I was mistaken. Baram kacham, this is the correct way to say it. Shichshuch mutter, right? If you put water on the shoes, that's mutter. Kibus, but doing the laundering on them, that's what's osir. So he was quick to correct his mistake. So Rabbi Simon has a beautiful piece in the Imre Boruch in Parshas Shmini that we know there was a machlokes between Aaron and Moshe Rabbeinu, and Aaron, which is the Shorash of Torah Shebal Peh, he had a svar, and the svara won out over the Torah Shebichsav, and Moshe Rabbeinu was happy about that. So Rabbi Simon has a piece, we talked about this whole inyan of being Moda Al HaEmes, that it's a siman of a chacham, a person who is moida al ha'emes, and he brings from the Sefer HaZikaron that there are different madregos on people who could realize that they were mistaken, right? So he brings Hamida HaRishon, the first level, Hagurua, the lowest level, Glav Yoser, who Shalo Yoda al ha'emes klal, right? He doesn't admit it. He's wrong, but he won't admit it. Hamida HaShniyah, the second level, he Sheyoda al ha'emes amnon belev, Kaved v'atzvus mishum shetov v'dover. The second level is a person who admit it, but it's begrudgingly that they're wrong, but they're not happy about it. Hamida Hashlish is the highest level. He is Shemoida b'simcha b'ponim sabos. He's so happy. Why? Ki hu be'emes samech b'nitzchoin hahu shenitzcho chaveiro v'itav be'enav. Right, because now the truth will come out. He actually has a simcha in it, and he brings a beautiful medrash that the when Moshe Rabbeinu was wrong, and he hired somebody to go out throughout the camp and be machriz that Aaron was correct and that I was wrong. That's the highest level to be moda al ha'emes. And, we're human beings and we like to be right all the time, but when we find out that we're not right, so there's different ways of reacting. So the worst level is not to admit it, not to be wanted. The second level is you admit it, but you're not too happy about it. The highest madrega, which Moshe Rabbeinu had, that he was besimcha because ultimately the truth came out, and that's what we're here for. Okay, next continues now. Hakibus b'makom kadosh, right? The laundering has to be done in the makom kadosh, is in the Azara, right? And we saw that the breaking of the kli cheres has to be done, right? In the marika and the shtifa, all these things have to be done. Minohani mili, how do you know all this? Titan rabbanu, we learned in a brisa. Techabes b'makom kadosh, shviras kli cheres minayin. How do you know the breaking of the kli cheres? Tamalomer v'kli cheres asher tivusha bo yishaver. It has to be broken there. Marika shtifa bechli nechoshes minayin. How do you know that you do the marika and shtifa in the clean in the copper? Right? How do you know that? Tam lomer ve'im bechli nechoshes bushala umorak veshutaf b'mayim. So all these halachos are learned out. This is a pasuk chaf aleph. Right after the pasuk really, it says bechli cheres asher tevusha bo yishaver im bechli nechoshes bushala umorak veshutaf b'mayim. So the Moshe is darshening perek vav halacha chaf aleph. Okay, the next part was talking about the chumras that have by korban chatas. So says the Mishnah, ze choymer bechatas. This is one of the chumras that doesn't apply to kodesh kalim. Vesuleika, that's it. There's no others. One second, vahaika, we have another one. Shenichnas dam lifnayv lifnim. Right? There's a different halacha that applies, that it goes into the lifnayv lifnim, the innermost place. That's where you do the hazah. So the Gemara says, well, no, we're talking about chatos achitzonos. We're only talking about our Mishnah's packing ones, and the halacha that you're talking about applies to the one that goes the pnimis. She'im nichnas dama lifnayv lifnim psula. Right, if you brought it into there, it becomes pasul. Rabbi Akiva, no, that Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva. The Amru holds kol damim shenichnasu leheicha lechaper. Any dam that comes in to be mechaper, not only a chatas, once it goes in there, it's psula. Right, so therefore, it's not really a halacha that's specific to a chatas. It applies according to Rabbi Akiva kol damim. Okay. Shekain mechaper malchay v'krisis. One second, there's another that the chatas is mechaper for karis, right? So one says, one second, the Mishnah has a case that doesn't necessarily apply that, right? Bechatas to shmias hakol, right? If you remember from Masechta Shavuos, we learned that if a person is asked to testify, and they really knew Adis, but they don't testify, so that's a Shmia Sakol, right? So he lied, took a false Shavua, but there's no Karis by that, right? Shekain to Una Arba Matanos, the Gemara says, one second, Chattis has to have four Matanos. Rabbi Shmoyo, no, we can answer like Rabbi Shmoyo, who says, the Amr Kol Damim to Una Arba Matanos, Al Arba Kronos. All the korbanos have four, one on each of them, right? So it's again, it's not a halacha that's related specifically to chatas. But according to your reason, ha'ika keren bedam, right? Va'ika etzba, va'ika chuda, all these other chumas that have to be done on the corner, it has to be done with the coin does with his finger, he has to put it on the edge. So Eliyahu says, you're right. You can't say there's only one halacha. Chad mitrei tlosa chumri nokat. Right? Okay, so it's one out of two or three different chumras they had, but this is the one that it picked up on. Okay, we'll go vaita, we'll do the next Mishnah. Beged shiyotza chutz l'kalayim. You had a beged which the dam was hit, and it went outside of the kalayim, meaning it went outside of the Azorah, this time before they did the kibbutz on it, right? And then nichnas mechabso b'makom kadosh. You bring it back in to the azara, and you did it b'makom kadosh. Nitma chutz l'kalayim. If the beggar became tummy outside, what do? Koro. You tear it up. That makes it it's an ois beggar anymore. So therefore, it's pure. Nichnas mechabso b'makom kadosh. Then you bring it back in into the azara, and you do the kibbutz there. Klicheres shiatzah chutz l'klayim. You had a klicheres, which you had a chatas in it that was cooked, and it went outside of the klayim. So therefore, and then nichnas v'shoivru b'makom kadosh. You bring it back and you break it in the makom kadosh, in the holy place. Nitma chutz l'klayim, and it became tame outside of the klayim. Nokvo, you make a nekev, a puncture in it, right? That makes it tahor. Nichnas v'shoivru b'makom kadosh, and then you come and you break it in b'makom kadosh. If you had a kli nechoshes, is something made out of copper, right? And it was when they taken, you cooked in it a chatas, and then it went outside the kalayim. Then nichnas morko v'shoyt v'b'makom kodesh. You bring it back in, and you scour it out, you rinse it out with the cold water in the makom kodesh. Nitma chutz l'kalayim. If it became tummy outside the kloim, pochaso, right? You make a, you break it, right? Nichtas amorka, v'shoit for makom kadosh, and you come and bring it back and do the marika and shtifa in the makom kadosh. Just interesting. The Sforim bring down and talks about another mitzvah that's done with makom kadosh. Talks about the matzah. The matzah also has to be eaten by makom kadosh. So how could you, what do you mean eating the matzah by makom kadosh in the Yizara? No, so the makom kadosh, the Bali Musar, this chassidus form say the makom kadosh you eat it is your mouth. Your mouth has to be a makom kadosh. How do you make your mouth into a makom kadosh? So we have the famous Rabbeinu Yonah on Pirkei Avos, who says that a person's mouth, when used correctly, is like a kli sharis. So when we elevate our dibur, how do we elevate our dibur? Sir Avram Shor recently pointed out, through Limud HaTorah, by speaking words of Torah, we're elevating that. We're making our mouth into a kli sharis, and that's how one can eat the matzah as well, b'makom kodesh, as well as all the halach we learn in today's Mishnah. Okay, in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow with the Gemara, Maskif Lo Ravina.